You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Centre in Seattle have tested a new HIV vaccine using mRNA, the technology behind many COVID-19 vaccines. Scientists say results from the early stage clinical trial offer hope for significant progress in the global effort to develop a safe and effective HIV vaccine. For this episode of Weekend One-on-One, I've been speaking with Associate Professor Seth Cheetham, Deputy Director of Base mRNA at the University of Queensland, to learn more about the study and what it means for HIV vaccine research.
So the researchers behind this study are located at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Centre in Seattle, in Washington, in the States. And they've been really pioneering new approaches to designing an HIV vaccine. HIV has traditionally been regarded as one of the most challenging pathogens to get an effective vaccine against, because it changes very quickly. There's a lot of different strains of it out there, and it can do very tricky things like hide in your body for a long time. This study makes significant progress in, I guess, global efforts to create a safe and effective HIV vaccine. So while there's been many drugs that have made a huge impact for those people living with HIV, both in terms of treatment and prevention, an effective vaccine is still really needed. And recently, groups have started using mRNA, the technology behind many of the COVID-19 vaccines, to dramatically speed up the pace of vaccine development to start trying to develop a new, safe and effective HIV vaccine.
How do these new vaccines work, and how do they differ to previous or existing vaccines?
Yeah, that's a great question. So most previous vaccines, I guess the best way to think about them is vaccines are kind of manufactured in a factory and then are shipped to health practitioners who then administer them to patients. The thing that's different about mRNA vaccines is you can think about mRNA as an information-carrying molecule that actually tells cells in your own body to produce the vaccine inside your body. And what this does is it allows your immune system to recognize little pieces of the virus, and then to generate a really effective immune response against that, so that when you actually encounter the real virus, your immune system is able to defend you.
And what have the results of the study revealed so far?
Yeah, so this new study basically tested a new type of HIV vaccine that uses this mRNA approach. And what they're really trying to do is generate an immune response that can actually block cells from being infected. So many previous vaccines have resulted in your body generating these molecules called antibodies, which are supposed to prevent new infection. But most of those vaccines have only generated really ineffective antibodies that can't actually block new cells from getting infected. So what this vaccine does is it really focuses your immune system to only make these kind of antibodies that can actually block infection using this mRNA technology. And in the early stage trial that they've reported, the results are really encouraging. So 80% of people who received this new mRNA vaccine produced the kind of antibodies that they could show could block the virus in lab tests.
And what kind of hope does this trial offer for the future of HIV treatment?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting, because it kind of pioneers a new approach for an mRNA HIV vaccine. Now, this particular candidate may not be the one that actually advances into later stage clinical trials. But this is a kind of jumping off point, because it really kind of points in the right direction for how scientists can design a vaccine that will be safe and effective. And that's really one of the benefits of mRNA technology, is that it really speeds up that vaccine development pipeline. And what it allows is for researchers to get more shots on goal at developing an effective vaccine, so that more things can be rapidly trialed in the clinic to really nail down on what the most effective candidate is going to be for going to like larger community scale trials. I mean, I guess one thing about the vaccine is that they did see some skin reactions, which are basically why I say that it might require a kind of a next generation version of this vaccine to be able to have both the really positive safety profile and the efficacy.
Do you think that's next for this research? Is that the next?
Yeah, undoubtedly. And that's what the authors themselves say, is that they'll use this information that they've gained from this clinical trial to go back and design a version of this that's going to be even safer and more effective.